सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
वी आर सीइंग चैप्टर 29 ऑफ कैंटो 3 एंड इन दिस चैप्टर देवहूति आस्क कपिल भगवान टू क्वेश्चंस। One is about the bhakti yoga and the second is about the time, kaal. So as regards to bhakti yoga, Kapil Bhagwan says that bhakti can be of many types depending on guna and swabhav. Guna and swabhav. That is sagun bhakti. And there is another bhakti is called the nirgun bhakti, which is ahetuki. Ahetuka without any cause. I am worshipping Lord without any cause. I don't require anything from the Lord. Ahetuka bhakti. And there is no difference between the bhakta and Bhagwan. That is nirgun bhakti. How to become a nirgun bhakta? Then we saw Bhagwan gave the sadhana, 13 sadhana Bhagwan gave, that we can also become nirgun bhakta. After that, Bhagwan took up the topic of Murti Puja and seeing Bhagwan in all being. Bhagwan says, I am present in all beings. All beings. And how long we have to do the Murti Puja? We have to do the Murti Puja till I realize that the Paramatma is in me and Paramatma is in all beings. Till I get this knowledge or this experience that Paramatma is present in me and in all beings, I should continue the Murti Puja. And Bhagwan says, disregarding my other jiva, disregarding others, if you do a puja of $1,000,000 to Bhagwan, Bhagwan says, I am not happy with that. Because you are disregarding other beings. Disregarding other beings means you are disregarding me. Because I am present in all being. Thereafter, Bhagwan takes up the evolution of jiva. This jiva, when Bhagwan talked about jiva, then he takes up the evolution, the spiritual evolution of jiva. And that we saw in our last class, that lowest is ajivanam. Ajivanam, the inert. Jiva Sreshta. Jiva means that those who are living, they are better than inert. Then after that, in the living entity, those who have got the prana, they are better. And better than those who have got the prana are who have got the developed chitta, mind, little bit of mind is developed. Even better than those are those who have got the senses developed, organs of perceptions are developed. And at the lowest ring is the touch. So you have got prana and sense of touch. Better than the sense of touch is the sense of taste. Better than sense of taste is the sense of smell. Better than that is the sense of sound. Better than that is the who is able to distinguish between the forms, rupa veda. Rupa Veda, forms. Who can distinguish between Rupa? That means those who have got the eyes. Rupa Veda. Then in among the form also, those who have got the upper and lower jaw teeth, they are better than others, those who don't have teeth. Then comes the 12th step is the Bahupada. Among all the living beings, with all the five sense organs, there are Bahupada, many legged. Better than Bahupada is the Chatuspada. Chatuspada, four legged. Better than Chatuspada is Dvipada, two legged. Dvipada, that means it is evolution number 14. Two legged, we are all men, human beings. They are all Dvipada. Among the human beings, he says Brahman is better. As a Brahman, we have to understand, don't get disheartened that I am not born in Brahman family, therefore I am not Brahman. No, that is not the definition. Bhagwan has clearly said that I have created Chaturvarna, Mayasishwara, Guna, Karma, Vivakta. Guna, depending on the Guna, Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic, even if I am born with the Tamasic Guna, I can become Sattvic with effort. I can become Brahman in this life. Or even in born in the Brahman family, I can become Tamasic. So with effort, we can change guna. So among all the two-legged who has become Brahman, that means from Sudra, Vaishya, and Kshatriya, those who have come to the state of Brahman, they are better. Among the Brahman also, he says Vedagya. Vedagya, those who are studying Veda, those who are chanting Veda, they are better. Better than that, he says Arthagya, those who know the meaning of Veda. Arthagya. Even better than Arthagya is Sansay Chetta. Sansay Chetta means who removes the doubt of others. Sansay Chetta, that means Acharya. They are better. And even better than that, he is saying, those who are doing his own duty, Tata Sriyan Swakarma Krit Mukta Sanghat. Those who are doing their own duty, Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha, without it attachment. And adogda dharmatmana. Dharmatmana, they are not doing any action for themselves. That means niskam karma. Those who are doing niskam karma without attachment, they are better, even better than acharya, sansacheta. We have to find how much we have evolved. After Dvipad, we have to find out what are the stages and how much I have covered, what more to be done. Then after that, he says, even better than that, tasmat mai arpit ases kriya arthatma nirantara. Mai arpit, one who has given everything, what? Ases kriya, all action. Ases, without ses. Don't say I'm giving Bhagwan you all my karma, 99.9%, 0.1% I'm keeping for myself. No. Asis, 100%. Kriya and artha, my whole wealth is for you. Artha. Although we say wealth belongs to me, really it belongs to Lord only. Artha. And how is that? Atma, Atma is the life. He has surrendered his life. Himself. Hum bhi aapke hain Bhagwan, I am your servant. Whatever you say, I will do. This person is even better than the earlier one. Nirantara, mai arpita mana, he has given mind also. So he has given his whole life, his whole actions, whole wealth, his mind also. Punsa, mai sanyasta karmana, and those all activities are dedicated for Bhagwan. Sanyasta karmana, na pasyami param. Bhutam, and I don't see, Kapil Bhagwan is saying that I don't see anybody any higher than this. Anybody higher than this person. Na pasyami param bhutam akartu samadarsanat. He is akartu, akartu, without doership. Without doership, he has got no ego. If the ego is there, ahankar. Ahankar means aham karta iti ahankar. So he has got no ego. Samdarsanat, and whose vision is same. Samdarsan. He is seeing Sabdarsan. He is not seeing the Ved. He is not seeing Nana. He is not struck at Nam Rupa. His vision is at the common factor, which is Atman in all being. Therefore, he is Samadarsi. Samadarsi. So this person is highest, according to Bhagwan. Then Bhagwan says, Bhakti yogasya yogasya maya manavi udirita. O mother, daughter of Manu, my mother, you can reach Bhakti Yoga, Yogasya, by Ashtanga Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Yayo Ekata Renaiva, by anyone. Choice is yours. You can reach. Where will you reach? Purusa, Purusam Brajet. Any person that Purusa, Purusam Brajet. Brajet means he can achieve, he attains, he reaches there. Purusam, he reaches that Purusam. Who is this Purusam? Now, some characteristic of that Purusam is now stated, which we'll study today. That is the Kaal. That is the one aspect of Bhagwan, is Kaal, time. That part is being discussed now. Verse number 36.
Etat Bhagavato Rupam Brahmana Paramatmanaha Param Pradhanam Purusam Devam karma vicheshtitam.
Etad, this. Bhagavato, Bhagwan, Rupam. This is the form, Rupam Brahmana. This is the form of Brahman Paramatma. So what we have to understand, there is Brahman Nirgun Nirakar. Then the next step is Paramatma. Paramatma is that Purush where we have to reach. A bhakt has to reach up to Purush, that Paramatma. Then, who is this Param Pradhanam Purusam? He is transcendental and Pradhan Purus, he is a chief. Immediately after Brahman, that Paramatma is there. A bhakta has to reach to that Paramatma. But Vedantin, where he reaches? He reaches to Brahman. Vedantin reaches Brahman. A bhakta reaches that Paramatma. Purusam Devam Karma Vicheshtitam. Karma Vicheshtitam. He sets in motion the cycle of jeep, repeated birth and death. Based on what? Based on karma. When that Paramatma comes into existence, then all the karma of the past actions and the cycle of birth and death and the conducive environment for that, everything is created. So he who is called Brahman manifests as a Purusha and Prakriti. We all know first Nirguna Nirakar Brahman cannot do anything. He is Nikamma because he has got no gross body, subtle body. He is without Maya. The moment Paramatma comes or Purus comes, he is with Maya. He is with Maya. And after that, Prakriti is under him. And from Prakriti, they will start Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, then Sthul, Panchamahabhut, and the whole world is created. My body is also created with the Sthul, Panchamahabhut, and Sukshma, Panchamahabhut, Tanmatras. So he is beyond the Purusha and Prakriti. He is beyond. Brahman is beyond Purusha and Prakriti. So this Purusha is the first manifestation of Brahman. He is also called Paramatma. He is the origin of all creation. He is the origin of all the creation. It is not Brahman who is creating. Brahman is akarta nikamma, nirgun nirakar. He cannot create anything. The moment we want to explain creation, what we have to do? We have to bring in Paramatma with Maya. Without Paramatma and Maya, the creation cannot happen. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am origin of everything. Very clearly, Bhagavan says, Krishna, Bhagavan says, I am that Paramatma from whom everything has come into existence. And he also says that janma karma me divyam, my janma, my birth and my karma are also divine. And if somebody comes to know about my divya karma and janma, he also goes beyond the cycle of birth and death. He goes beyond. He is also liberated. Next.
Rupa bhedaspadam divyam kala iti abhidhiyate bhutana mahadadinam yato bhinna drishambhayam.
Rupa bhedaspadam. Aspadam is the cause. This kal, this time, is the cause of what? Rupa bheda. Rupa bheda, all transformation in the form. Rupa bheda. We'll see this, what is this rupa bheda. It is happening continuously. And what is the cause for that? That time. Rupa bheda aspatam divyam kalam iti abhidhiyate. This is the divine call. This is time. This kal is the time, and it is divine. And what is it known? As a kal. Bhutanam mahadidyanam yato bhinna disam bhayam. Bhutanam, all the living beings, mahadadinam, who is identified with the mahatattva, adi. Adi means what? Now you will have to say. What comes after mahatattva? Ahankar. After that, tanmatra. After that, sthul pancha mahabhut. And after that, all creation, including my body. So whosoever is identified with the mahatattva adi, means whosoever is identified with the matter, whosoever is identified with the prakriti, what will happen? Bhinna disam, and he has got a vision which is different. He thinks everything is different. Different. And identified with prakriti, identified with the prakriti. What happened? Bhagavan said, bhayam. Bhayam. I cause fear. It is this unique power of the Lord causing the transformation of beings into different forms that is called kal, time. It is because of the time the transformation happens. In this body, while staying in this body, also changes have happened. From childhood to adulthood to old age and all this, everything is happening. And after the death of this body, another body we take, that also is in time. So while we are living in this body, or when we leave this body, go to another form, continuously that is changes are happening. It gives rise to the fear of death in beings who identified themselves with the evolutions of the prakriti, mahatata. If I am identified with my body, death is certain. If I am identified with Atma, no death. No death. So time is another manifestation of Bhagavan. Bhakta knows it and does not fear. Bhakta knows that Paramatma is kal, is time. He does not fear. Bhagavan will take care of me. We see time causing changes in our body, child, adult, and old person. It is because of time. One who is associated with matter has a fear of death. We all have got a fear of death. Why? Because we all are associated with our BMI. Therefore, we have got the fear of death. So everything in this world, starting from Brahma, the creator, everybody is limited in time. Everybody is limited. Including Vishnu, Mahesh. Once I told you also, lifespan of everybody is 100 years, but their clocks are all different. In Gita also it is said, Bhagavan says, Kalosmi, I am Kal. In chapter 11, you will find Bhagavan says, Kalosmi, I am Kal, I am time. Next.
Yanta pravisha bhutani, bhute rati akhilashtrayaha, स विष्णु आख्ययति यज्ञः असौ काल कलयतां प्रभुः।
यह अंतः दैट परमात्मा हु इज नथिंग नन अदर देन दिस काल दिस टाइम व्हाट ही हैज डन या ही हैज अंतः प्रविश्य ही हैज एंटर्ड इन ऑल बीइंग अंतः इनसाइड प्रविश्य एंटर्ड ही हैज entered in all of us, in all Bhutani being, and Bhutai Atti Akhilasre. Bhutai Atti, Atti mein eats, destroys all beings. Seated inside the heart of all beings, he is destroying all beings. And who is this Bhagwan? Akhilasre, support of everyone. If Paramatma is not with me, that I cannot remain. Paramatma is support for all of us. And what is his name? Sa Vishnu Akhyah. He is named Vishnu. Kapil Bhagwani said, that Paramatma is Vishnu. That Paramatma is Vishnu, who is seated in the heart of everybody, who is the support of everybody, and who is eating, destroying everybody in time. Seated inside, he is destroying all of us. Destroying all of us means we are limited in time, we will be destroyed in time. Atti, he eats. Adhi yagya, and he is enjoyer of all yagya. Adhi yagya, asau kala, and that is kal, that is the time factor. Kalayatam prabhu, and among the all lords and among the all masters, he is the lord of all. Even Brahmaji, he is the lord of Brahma also. Because Brahmaji is also limited in time. See? So, Kal, who is ruler of rulers, Brahmadi, etc., and who being support of all, enters the heart of all living being, inner controller, and destroys them through other being, is known as Vishnu. So, Vishnu is clearly stated here by Kapil Bhagwan. Who is that Paramatma? Vishnu is the Paramatma. Vishnu is the Paramatma. He is the Lord. And all the Vishnu Bhakta say that Brahma and Shiva are the servant of Vishnu. Vishnu Bhakta will say like this. Because Kapil Bhagwan has said, who is that Paramatma? Vishnu. So he is the topmost. So what about Brahma and Shiva? Well, they are all servants. They are all servants. They say, Ekal Ishwar Krishna are sab vritya. Others are all vritya, all are servant. So Vishnu Bhakta, they will say like this. Next.
Na chasya kaschid daitah, na dvesho na cha bandhavah, avishati apramatta so pramattam janamantakrit.
Na cha asya, na means not, asya means the supreme, kaschid anyone, daita means dear. Nobody is dear to him. Daita, no dear. Na dvesha, no enemy. Na cha bandhava, no friend. That means he is impartial. He is impartial. Don't think he favors his bhakta only. Or he will favor Arjun, Sakha, my friend. No. He will not do that. Avisat apramattosav. And he is attentive. Apramatta. Bhagwan is apramatta. He is very attentive. Bhagwan is very attentive. Pramattam janma antakrita. Pramattam man who is inattentive. Pramattam, apramattam. Apramatta means very attentive. Apramatta means who is not attentive. Pramattam janam antakrita. Jana means person here. Antakrita. Antakrita means the destroyer. He is the destroyer for those people. He is impartial to all. These being none are dear, inimical, or related to him. The unceasing movement of time consumes all beings who are heedless of the process and are engrossed in the enjoyment and activities. Enjoyment of activities. So forgetfulness, our relationship with Bhagwan is the cause of transmigration. Understand very clearly. We don't know our permanent relative. We always remember always impermanent relative. Which permanent relative? Our Atman. Paramatma sitting in me is my permanent relative. In all these evolutions, which we saw, 20 evolutions we saw this morning, in each one he was with me. In each evolution he was with me. Paramatma. But we have forgotten Paramatma. And we are thinking about our this life's all relatives, Shatru, enemies, friend. So that is the cause of transmigration. We all are eternal, but because of our association with the matter, we go from one body to another body. Why do we go from one body to another body? Because of association with the matter, ye mere ko chahiye, I like this, I don't like this. Okay, Bhagwan says, you like this? Okay, next time life mein ye le lo. Lo. So how you will get? Yatha karma, yatha shrutam. According to my karma, I will get this. Next body, or yatha shrutam, as much as I have heard. Jitna man saaf ho gaya. We'll get that body. So the moment we reconnect to the Lord, remember Lord, we get that benefit. So Lord is not biased to anybody. Anybody who remembers. Whatever bhav. Whatever bhav. As his enemy or as his friend. He will give you the benefit. He will give you mukti. Lot of stories are there in Bhagavatam and all that is fine. And he is friend of all. He is friend of all. Because he is seated in all of us. Friend of all. So what we have to do? मामे भी ये प्रपद्यन्ते मायाम हेतम तरंती थे बस इतना ही करना है और क्या है भगवान सेज हूसेवर कम्स टू मी सरेंडर टू मी आई हेल्प देम टू क्रॉस द संसार और क्रॉस दिस माया
यद भयाद वाति वातोयम सूर्यस्तपति यद्भयात् यद्भयाद् वर्षते देवः भगणो वाति यद्भयात्
यद्भयात् वाति बात ओ यद्भयात् ऑफ होम भयात् आउट ऑफ फियर वाति ब्लोज वातः वायु बिकॉज ऑफ फियर ऑफ भगवान दिस एयर इज मूविंग एट डिफरेंट स्पीड. And according to different speed, there are 49 types of vayu. 49 types of vayu are there. So why they are moving at a particular speed? Fear of Bhagwan. Surya tapati yad bhayat. And the Surya, for fear of him, sun signs. Sun signs. At a particular temperature continuously, no refueling. It's not that today I'm refueling, so engine is shut. So there will be darkness for 24 hours. No. Surya tapati yat bhayat, for fear of him, sun signs. Yat bhayat varsate deva. Deva Indra Bhagwan. Savas rain. Why? He's bhayat. Because of fear of him. Bhagano bhati yad bhayat. Bhagano means the host of heavenly bodies, the stars. Stars, they all shine because of his fear. His fear. So for fear of him, blows the wind. For fear of him, sun shines. For fear of him, God of rain pours forth showers. And for fear of him, the host of heavenly bodies set their luster. That means stars. He is the Lord. Same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Maya adhyachena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Maya adhyachena. Under my rulership, under my guidance, under my presidentship, everything prakriti is all created. This Surya, Chandra and everything comes in prakriti only. But who is ruler? I am ruler. I am ruler of this. Ajnani thinks Prakriti is working automatically. Something is confirmed here. Same thing is confirmed here, that because of the fear, because of my fear, everything is happening. So who is the ruler? Who is the giving the law? Paramatma is giving. He is the ruler. In Upanishad it comes like this, the Surya sign, because as if somebody is standing behind with a vajra, thunderbolt, chalo, utro, otherwise I will hit you. Like somebody is behind with the vajra. Have you seen the ghoda gadi? And the coachman has got a stick with the hunter. Similarly, all these are happening at a particular speed and everything because he is there.
Yadvanaspatayo bhita latascha aushadhivi saha sve sve kali abhigrinhanti pushpani cha phalani cha.
Yat vanaspatayo, yat because of whom? Vanaspati, all the trees. All the trees, all the crops, vanaspati, bhita, they are also fearful. Fearful. Latascha aushadhi bhi. Lata means the creeper. Aushadhi means all the herbs bhi. Saha, sve sve kale, in their right time, whenever the time comes, whenever the season comes. Abhigrinnati, they bear what? Puspani. Puspani means the flower. Cha phalani cha, and the fruits also. They will come according to season. You go to India and ask, I want mango. You will not get not even a single mango. Give them $1 million, nobody can give you. Ek alfanjo de do. Nahi hai. Where will you get in the month of February mango? Time will come, you will get it. Flowers. Pramila ji says, April shower brings May flower. You see? In the May, in the month of May, they will come slowly. And they all have got the sequence. Ek ke baad ek, ek ke baad ek. It's time. According to the temperature, they all will come slowly. So who is the giver of law for all this? That Paramatma is the giver of law. So afraid of him, trees and creepers along with the herb or annual plant put forth blossoms and fructify each in its own season. So Prakriti is functioning so efficiently that it seems everything is happening automatically. We think it is everything is happening automatically. No, no, there is a rule. There is a rule there. There is a ruler. So plant grow automatically, give flower at a appointed time, fruits at appointed time. In it all happens because of his presence. That Paramatma is there. He is the rule giver. He has made these rules, law. And accordingly, they are happening. According to that, everybody is following that rule. What more? 42.
Sravanti sarito bhita na utsarpati udadhiratah agnirindhe sa giribhi bhurnamajyati adbhayat.
Sravanti sarito bhita. Sravanti sarito, rivers. Rivers flow. Sravanti flows. Bhita, fearful. They can't stop. Let me take rest. No. They are all flowing toward the ocean. And na utsarpati udadiryatah. And the ocean never becomes flooded, overflows. Have you seen the ocean overflowing? No. Never. On the west coast is the Pacific Ocean. On the east coast of USA is the Atlantic. Have you ever seen? Los Angeles has submerged for 3 months because the ocean is flooded. No. It never happens. Agnirindhe and the Indhan. Indhan, the fuel burns. Burn. And Sagiri bhi bhuna majjati yad bhayat. Sagiri bhi. Sagiri bhi. Giri means mountain. Sagrim with mountain, be bhoop, this bhumi. This bhumi, this earth has mountains also. How much heavy? You see the Himalaya mountain? Na majjati yad bhayat. It never sinks. Na majjati in water. Ocean is there all around. In that ocean, Prithvi is there. How much heavy is that Prithvi? Prithvi with all the mountains. Na majjati. It's power. Afraid of him, rivers flow and ocean never overflows. For fear of him, fire burns and the earth with its mountains sinks not in the water. We have seen in the Varahavatar, Bhagwan has taken out the Prithvi and kept it on the water. You know, sir. You put a stone in a lake or in a pond, or if you don't have the opportunity to go to lake and pond, take a mug of water, put a small stone in that, it will never float. It will never float. But Bhagwan put that Prithvi where? On water. It is there. It is not sinking. It is not sinking. It is all his lila. You come to Yamunotri, you will find small, small mountains. I can show you 10-foot mountain. So much of snow this year. But they are all saying, his rulership is water only, not converting. It will take time. It is said that all planets are heavy with the mountains, river, etc., but still they don't fall. There are so many planets in the galaxy. Only yesterday in news it was showing, oh, the storm is coming, visibility is so poor, 1,000 accidents happen, this and that. But in the cosmos, nothing is happening. This bhumi, this earth is also revolving continuously at a particular speed. It has not slowed down. Or because of this storm is coming, I'm going to get collide with the moon. No, it is not happening. All the planets with the all things are there and they are revolving in their sphere. That's how it is happening. Socho jara. What is that thing which is revolving this earth at a particular speed? And Dakshinayan and Uttarayan also at the same time, every year we get it going toward this side and going toward that side. And accurately, it happens on 14 January that it will start journey toward the Uttarayan. It is not that today in this year it is start on 14 January, next year maybe 15 January. Thoda late hai, gadi thoda late hai is baar. So it will be on the 15th. No! The ruler is there. It's happening. Continuously happening. So it is because of the laws made by the Lord Paramatma, who is the law maker. So everything is going accordingly. Next.
Na bhudadati swasatam padam yat niyamadadah lokam swadeham tanute mahan saptaviravritam.
Nabha, nabha means space, sky. Dadati, space is giving. What? Swasatam, it is giving abode, swasatam padam, abode, and also the space to inhale and exhale, swas. Space is there, that is why we are able to inhale and exhale, swas. Or space is there, that is why we are getting the abode to stay here. Yat niyamat adaha, according to the control, according to the niyam, according to the rule made by Bhagwan. So space is giving space to all of us, and swas also, lokam, universe, swadeham, this lokam, this universe, swadeham, own body, tanute, expands. How expands? Mahan, mahatattva, started from the mahatattva. Do you remember? There was one pradhan, Pradhan means unmanifest prakriti. From that unmanifest prakriti came Mahatattva. The moment Mahatattva came, we say it is prakriti. When the manifestation starts, we say it is prakriti. Pre-stage of prakriti is Pradhan, unmanifest. So Tanute Mahan Saptibhi Abritam, and it is covered by seven layers. So this prithvi is covered by seven layers. Okay. So subject to which control sky allows room to living beings, and Mahatattva principle of cosmic intelligence expands its own form into this vast universe by seven seeds. What are the seven seeds? Pancha Mahabhut, ego and prakriti. Ahankar and Prakriti. So all planets are living beings. Saswatam means those who breathe. For accommodating all beings, we have so many planets. So whole Brahmand is covered by seven layers. Pancha Mahabhut, ego and Prakriti. So first layer is Earth. 10 times of earth is water. 10 times of water is fire. 10 times of fire is air. 10 times of fire is space.
Air. 10 times of air is
air. Ho gaya. After fire, 10 times air.
Air. 10 times of air is space.
10 times air is space. So earth is there. 10 times of, the whatever the volume of earth is there, 10 times is water. And whatever the volume of water is there, 10 times is fire. Then again, 10 times more is air. 10 times more is the space. So you can calculate. If earth is 1 kilometer, 10 kilometer is water, 100 kilometer is
fire.
1,000 kilometer is air, and then 10,000 is space. So for 1 kilometer of earth, how much the space is? 10,000 kilometer. Then after that comes Ahankar. Again 10 times. After Ahankar, Prakriti. Again 10 times. So 7 layers are there in the space.
गुणयभिमानिनो देवाः सर्गादिषु अस्य यद्भयात् वर्तन्ते अनुयुगं येषां वशैतत् अचराचरम्
गुण अभिमानिनो देवा तो गुण देयर आर 3 गुण गुण अभिमानिनो देवाः तो दे आर इंचार्ज सो दे आर इंचार्ज ऑफ गुण गुण में सत्व रजस तमस सो देयर आर 3 देवताज One devta for sattva, another for rajas, another tam. We'll see that. Guna abhimanino deva sargadisu asya yad bhayat. Sargadi in the matter of creation. So Bhagavan gives hint also. Sarga adi. Sarga means creation. Now rest you can say maintenance. Adi means maintenance and dissolution. So there are 3 guna. There are 3 devatas, and their job is creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Sargadasu. Yad bhayat. They all are working. Out of which we are? That Paramatma. Vartante. They carry out their function. Anuyugam, according to yuga. According to yuga means according to Satyug, according to Dwapar, Treta, and Kali Yuga. According to Yuga, they are all act. Yesam of whom vasa, and under whom are all the char and achar. So we are under the control of creator, sustainer, and dissolver. And this Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are under the control of that Paramatma. They are all working out of fear of that Paramatma. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, they are all working. So for fear of him, the deity is providing our 3 guna prakriti, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, who holds sway over the entire creation consisting of animate and inanimate beings, remain engaged in their duties, creating, preserving, and destroying it from time to time. So Prakriti has three guna, sattva, rajas, and tamas. So Brahma ji is in charge of sattva guna. Because you need sattva guna for creation. Vishnu is in charge of rajogun because for maintenance you have to be rajoguni, very active. You have to provide food to everybody. And Mahesh, Lord Shiva, is in charge of tamogun, ignorance and the destruction. They are all devtas. And other devtas are also there, fire, water, knowledge, wealth, etc. These are all under that supreme Paramatma. And out of fear, they all act. Out of fear of that Paramatma, they all act. So the rule giver is only one, that Paramatma. So there are two kinds of dissolutions. Lord Shiva is in charge. One is at the Ratri time, night time of Brahmaji. And another is after 100 years of life of Brahmaji. So at the night time of Brahmaji, three lokas are dissolved, Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha. And at the 100 years, at the end of the life of Brahmaji, all lokas are dissolved. All 14 lokas are dissolved. Next.
Sahanantantakara kala anadiradikritavvayaha janam janena anayan marayan mrittun antakam.
Saha ananta. Saha, that Paramatma is ananta. Ananta means endless. Antakaraha. Antakara, sabka ant karta hai. And he is the destroyer. Antakaraha. That Paramatma is ananta, endless, infinite. But he is antakaraha. Antakara, he is destroyer. Kala is the time. Anadi, without beginning. Without beginning. That kala is without beginning. And adikrit abhaya. Adikrit, the creator. Abhaya, not liable to change. Not liable to change. Janam, persons. Janena, by person. Janayan, creating. Marayan, destroying. Mrityu, by death. Antakam, Lord Death. It means, thus time is limitless. This time is limitless. Anadi. Though itself without beginning or end, it provides a beginning and end to all entities. Time itself has got no beginning, no end. Continuously it is going on. But it makes all beings limited. It makes all beings limited. We have got all limited time. Maximum 100 years. Very rare person you will find more than 100 year old. 101, 102, 105 year. Very rare. Otherwise our life is 100 years. Maximum. It gives origin to all creatures through their parents and determines also their end. Including the end of Antak. Antak means the king of death. Yamaraj. Yamaraj is also limited in time. Yamaraj is also limited in time. So nobody can live in this world eternally, number one. Nobody can live in this world eternally. Creation, maintenance and destruction are happening by a single... You can say a little bit movement of finger. Paramatma, I, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, like this. Just watching. And they are always. Paramatma is behind that. Since whole world is limited in time, Bhakta never desires anything of this world. Understand? A Bhakta never desires anything of this world because everything is limited in time. And in Kathopanishad, we find the example of Nachiketa. He was offered everything. He said, no, nahi chahiye. I don't want it. So Lord is eternal and service to Lord is also eternal. Bhakta therefore serves Lord. Lord is eternal. Bhakta wants to serve Lord. So he also wants to become eternal. He doesn't want to become one with the Lord. He doesn't want. So now in the next chapter, Kapil Bhagwan is going to take up what happens to those who follow unrighteous path. Unrighteous path means forget our real nature or forget our relationship with Bhagwan and made here all relatives. The name of the next chapter is Dehe Gehe Asakta Purus. Dehe Gehe, those who are attached to their body, and Gehe means house. It's our story. We all are attached to our Deha and attached to our house. Not only that, Adi Asakta, you are asakta to many things. So what happens to those people, it is said in the next chapter. So to explain a thing, there are two paths, positive method and negative method. What is positive method? Vidhyatmak. They will tell you, you should do this, do this, do this, do this. Like in this chapter, Vidhyatmak was said. Do bhakti in this way. Different types of bhakti, then nirgun bhakti is there. Out of these two, do nirgun bhakti. Then how to reach nirgun bhakti? They said, you follow these steps. 13 steps were said. Then how long I should do the murti puja? That was also said. Isn't that so? Everything was said here. Vidhyatma, you should do this thing. But if you don't do nishedhatma, if you do the nishadhatma, what is it said? No, you don't do this thing. In spite of listening for many, many years, we are still not detached. Ask yourself, are we detached? And we all know we have to detach, that's all. If we don't detach, Bhagavan will detach us, that also we know. When the time comes, can you hold on to anything of your worldly things? You will be forced to detach. Therefore, Gurudev says, kick the world before the world kicks you. Kick the world. So those who are attached to body and geha, house, what will happen? That we will take up in our next class, next chapter. So what is going to happen after death is now it will come. If we don't do whatever Bhagwan is saying here, we have seen in much detail, each word of this chapter, in detail we have seen. And the science behind it, how it is working, how can we get it? Everything Kapil Bhagwan has said very clearly. But still, Bhagwan has given us the power. Karmanne vadhikaraste. Karenge ki nahi karenge, wo mera baat hai. Bhagwan will not force. He is sitting inside, antaryami. He is sitting inside. In the first verse, he will tell us, even if you lose one moment, and if you ask Bhagwan, I have lost one moment, I am giving you $1 trillion. Give me one moment. Vapas de do mera. I have lost one moment only. Give me. I am ready to give you so much of money. He will not give you. Time is limited. 100 years. Usme karna hai. Nahi karoge. Aapki marzi hai. He is not going to force us. He is sitting inside. He knows everything what we are doing. He knows everything. He is antaryami. Seated inside, he is seeing everything, witnessing everything, witnessing the action of each indriya, and the records are also kept. Don't think that Bhagwan bhul gaya. No, all records are there. Each indriya has got a devata, and each devata, one of the job is to keep the record. And the records are all kept. So we have to be careful. Yes.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiyaskande Kapileyo Pakhyane Ekona Trinshodhyayah.
Today is Basanta Panchami. We pray to Mother Saraswati. May we get this supreme knowledge in this life itself.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.